What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast. My name is Bailey Stanfield, and this is Peace of My Mind, the podcast where sometimes we get guests on here that are trying to save the world one piece of plastic at a time. And who am I talking about? I've got the shirt on. It's Save the Wave on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere else. They're called Wavy Snell. It's Joshua Snell and his partner in crime, Alex Major. I got them on the podcast today. They were close by, so they drove up, and we decided to do a podcast in my Prius, and that's where we're going to be doing this. So they're trying to raise $1 million to save the oceans around the coast of the U.S., and they've got further plans even farther than that. The options are endless. They're moving forward. We have this podcast. I'm going to go ahead and just go straight to that. So without further ado, enjoy this podcast. So I found y'all on TikTok, and the reason I like reached out was because I have a shirt company called Quiet Wave, and I was like, okay, waves, it makes sense. And you responded, and I saw that at the same time you had a tweet talking about Mr. Beast, and I was like, well, I work for Mr. Beast, maybe this could be like the start to something. And then we kind of just chatted, and I was like, we could do a podcast. It'd be kind of dope.
Yeah.
And then that's where we are. And y'all happen to be in Wilmington, which is only like 2 hours away from here. So I figured I'd reach out. And the fact that y'all can come here, this might be the first time I've ever had a guest that I didn't like previously know in person. Because usually when I do a guest, I'll do like a Discord thing.
And so they could be across the country or something.
Like I just did one with somebody in California. But we just go on Discord. I record their audio separate and the mine and put it together, and it's become a thing. The last one that I did was a TikTok person too.
TikTok is so unreal.
It's crazy. It's insane.
It's an uncontrollable beast.
Yeah, y'all. You have 75,000.
76 now.
I wrote it. I had somebody do some research. Like I did some research, and I was like, I think I need a second opinion on this. So we went and just we're like looking for stuff. Yeah, 70, that's insane.
76,000 people, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like almost like they're fake people. Like, it's almost like.
But they're real.
They're like real, they're dude.
It's so weird. Like, I've just been doing it because I enjoy it, because it just, like, it's like short little media.
Yeah.
But, like, you'll have one that just goes off, and then you'll have one that's not, like, huge, and then the next one will be big again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make, like, you follow trends or you don't follow trends, and sometimes it just depends.
Yeah.
But y'all have the one, like the little intro video, and then you have the picking up cigarette butts one.
Mm-hmm. That's it, though.
And it's y'all took off of that. Yeah. That's insane.
It's crazy.
So the cigarette butts was that was at 10,000, and y'all are at like 10.5 right now, or 10.6?
Yeah, yeah, 10.6. Like almost, I think we just hit 10.6, or like we're $5 away from 10.6.
Shoot. So y'all, you're trying to earn $1 million.
Yeah, we're trying to raise $1 million for the Ocean Conservancy.
And I think I saw in the thing it's like going straight to them. Yeah, like it's not even a middleman, just goes straight.
Yeah, like I don't have any access to the fund. I feel like that's something sometimes people are like sketched out. They're like, where's the money going?
Right.
But the way I set up the GoFundMe is that it's connected right to the Ocean Conservancy, which is a leading not-for-profit organization for our oceans. But it's like through the PayPal Giving Fund, so it literally gets, you know, wired right to them.
Dang.
And it's not like I need to raise the million first for the million to go to them. It's just like if you donate $100 in like 3 days, every 3 days, no matter how much money is donated, it goes straight to them.
Oh, dang. Because I know Kickstarter does, you have to meet the goal, and if you don't, they refund everybody, which I think is kind of weird. Yeah. I think I've done a GoFundMe. Actually, I started the shirts on either GoFundMe or Kickstarter, and we didn't meet the goal, but they still sent it anyway. We got it started up, but that's sick. Dang.
But like back to TikTok. That is such a, like, I don't even know. It's still unreal to me. Like, and the other thing is like, I don't even use the app.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I mean, now I'm starting to because like I go and check on like my stats and stuff, but like I still don't. Like, I don't know. It's it's a heavy part of it. It's my leading platform.
That's what I mean. That's where I found you. It was just on my For You page, and I followed and then saw the next one. But it's insane. And like, it's just all of a sudden. I think it was Musical.ly before. I think that's what we've figured out. It used to be Musical.ly, and the Musical.ly was done, and then they got bought out.
Yeah.
And that's how they are now. I mean, it's like taken off. Like, it's gone insane.
And you know Gary Vee?
Yeah.
Dude, he's like talking about it. He's like, TikTok.
That's Gary Vee is the reason I started, because I was like, I had, like, somebody would send me one, and I'm like, this is kind of funny, but I wasn't going to get involved.
Yeah.
And then
next thing you know, you're sucked in.
It's insane, dude. Yeah. But no, it's, I don't know. So you're taking donations for like for the fund, mm-hmm. how do y'all make money?
Well, our t-shirts.
T-shirts?
Yeah.
Because I saw you do like little pop-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
And so, I mean, the t-shirts, I mean, technically 50% of my profits go to the GoFundMe. But since I'm trying to grow the GoFundMe, I'm like donating a lot more than I'm like making right now. So it's like we're kind of like cutting corners and we're like budgeting real hard because I want the GoFundMe to grow and stuff. So, but really when you think about it, like all we need is gas in the tank, you know, food to eat, and then, you know, money to make more merch. But other than that, I'm really trying to just raise money, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and y'all, I saw the bus just a second ago. So it's like, it's a simple life, but it's like y'all get to go everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, y'all were in Wilmington 2.5 hours ago, mm-hmm. and you just came here for this.
We brought our house to you.
Right. Yeah. Brought the house straight here. Yep. That's so sick. Oh, that's, I mean, and I think you had a story the other day and you were like talking about budgeting and you had like a can of soup. That's what I eat anyway. Mm-hmm. Like I'm tight on money all the time because I literally, one of my goals is to buy a bus. I don't know what I would do. I just mm-hmm. want to travel and have one, but that's like my big goal. So I've been budgeting and just putting away money.
Right.
But,
and that's what I love traveling, like first of all. And, but I knew that if I could, you know, I knew that I could travel and do something cool and different and good for our world at the same time and stuff. And then, like, I just, like, I'm really creative and thoughts started coming. And then just this whole project just kind of came from that.
Did you drop out of high school or college?
College.
College.
A lot of TikTokers think I dropped out of high school.
I mean, I just said school. But I figured you were old. Like, how old are you?
21.
21? How old are you?
22.
22?
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay.
So we're all the same. Yeah, that's... I dropped out of college because I was like, I feel like I could do something, but I mean, y'all are like moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just had a conversation with a girl last night. I had a pop-up shop at a brewery and this girl was like, listen, like I'm in college right now. I'm a freshman and I really want to drop out too. She saw I did and stuff. And she's like asking my opinion and she's going to be a biology major.
Yeah.
And I was like, but she really wants to be a park ranger. And I was like, what makes you stand out from, like, how many biology majors are there? And she's like, like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
I was like, what makes you stand out then from being like a biology major just like everybody else? I don't know. I just think that college is, you know, the whole.
I think it's like you have to be like an engineer. Like, it has to be like something.
Or
a
lawyer or a doctor.
The STEM careers.
That's where you need to go to. But for creative people like us.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was in for film. Like,
so, mm-hmm. yeah.
And my opportunities were much better outside of school. So I think that it is, like, college is still gonna be good for specific people, but creative, I just, like, did you go to school?
Yeah, I went to an art school for illustration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What art school?
PCAD. It's in Pennsylvania.
Y'all are from Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scranton.
Straight up the office.
Mm-hmm.
Hip.
I love that. You just said, the standing out thing. Somebody, hold on. They said, oh, okay. So what made you decide, and it was because you feel like you need to stand out, but then what makes you stand out versus who thinks that you couldn't do it? Like, they're like, there's no way you'd
like make
buy a bus. Yeah.
Or like do all of this basically.
Like, first of all, when did you start? Like, when did this whole thing happen?
So we started the journey about a little over 3.5 months ago. I think.
Is it for y'all too, those waters?
Oh, thank you.
That's sweet.
Like a little over 3.5 months ago, almost 4 months. I think November 15th, it'll be 4 months I've been on the road.
Mm.
But then before that, it was almost like not even like 5 months before that, the whole idea came to me. And like, I'm very just like, I go for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll send it. You know what I mean? I'll just kind of like, I'll get an idea. And if I think it's a good idea, I'll just like go for it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And that's important in this because.
Yeah.
Like, you got to commit.
I had a lot of money saved up. You know, I was working hard for a long time. I knew I wanted to do some sort of crazy journey. And then everything, like I said, it just kind of tied together. And then, yeah, obviously, like, a lot of people are doubting me. A lot of people still doubt me and stuff.
Yeah.
But then I don't really care about, like, what people think or anything. And then, like, I also have a lot of supporters, too. Like, we come from a pretty small town, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania. I had this idea. I wasn't really telling people the full extent of it. Like, I'm buying a bus and traveling around the country. I just kind of started this, like, save the wave. Like, it was, like, a movement for our oceans.
Yeah.
And, like, so I kind of kept people kind of confused for a while. And then I dropped it. I have a 15-minute video on my website, wavysnow.com. And it's, like, the introduction video.
Yeah.
I dropped that and left that night.
I'll put that in the description. Yeah. I haven't even seen that. I've just seen the, like, the minute long one.
Yeah, yeah. So that's basically, like, a very, very condensed version of the 15-minute video.
Yeah.
But the 15-minute video just kind of gives you a whole insight. Like when I go to schools and speak, like I'll talk to kids about what I'm doing. I'll just play the 15-minute video because it's like a good way to show people.
Yeah, exactly. Get like the gist kind of quick.
Exactly.
You just had a speaking engagement? Was that at a school?
Yeah, that was actually, so my first one was at UNCW.
Oh, yeah.
And that was and that's like the fourth largest school in North Carolina.
I didn't even know that.
Which is crazy. And so like, and that was my first time like speaking at a school.
Yeah.
I've been in schools, like other people that like support and follow me. Like this one girl, she goes to Penn State and like, she sent me a video of like an auditorium class of like 400 people and my video is playing.
So dang. It's
like, but this was my first time actually speaking at a school. And that was a goal of mine for a while, but like it just kind of came to fruition recently. Like, and really all it was just asking people like, I want to go speak at a school.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Dang. I mean, I'm sure that the video's been like played in groups. That's one thing about views. You can't tell how many people it's actually gotten to.
Right.
But that's still dope. Dang.
But so you were going to school for film, right?
Yeah.
Video, dude, is everything.
I think video's everything because it's like, I like podcasting because you can do it, like you can listen to podcasts while you're multitasking, but right, I think that you get the most information from a video.
Yeah, and you could really, it's an emotional tool.
Right.
You could like really capture people with video, man.
Because I mean, you see music, and hear.
Yeah. And if you're good at editing and stuff, and like I think I'm pretty good at editing.
Yeah, did you edit that last video?
I edited everything.
Yeah, that's, I like that a lot.
And but that's just you that's your tool to like grab people and stuff. It's not like reading a book where it's just like words on a page or article on a paper.
Yeah.
Like you can still like move people and like grab people, but like video.
Yeah.
It's just videos, that visual audio.
Well, it's like an elevator pitch because like instead of being like here's what we're about, this is it, you just like send them a link,
right,
and they can listen to it on their time.
Yeah.
And once they get it, they're there.
Right.
Well, that's true. Video's insane.
Now here's the other thing though. So you know how the introduction video, it's 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Now the video you watched was 33 seconds long. The one that blew up on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It has like 1.6 million views now. It's people don't have attention spans anymore.
That's
so
true.
So if you really want to grab somebody, you have to be quick. You have to
pump it in.
Point across and like, because people will just slide their finger to the next thing if they're not interested.
I wish TikTok would show you how long people have looked or like watched a video.
Yeah.
Because they've got views and engagement or whatever, but it doesn't say like how long they've actually seen it.
And do you, you know how it shows you how many plays it has?
Yeah.
Do you have to watch the whole thing?
I heard it was like 3 seconds,
okay.
Which I think YouTube's the same way. Like you have to watch the first like 10 seconds or something for it to count as a view. But I mean, because that's why you got to have something like right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then you go, you did
our
that.
Oceans are full.
Yeah. You go straight in and you're like, wait, what's happening? Okay.
Yeah. And then,
yeah.
And the ocean, man.
Ocean? That's, yeah.
That's a good song, right?
It is.
That was actually my friend Alex. That's my partner.
Yeah.
It was his suggestion, honestly.
I love that.
I was like, dude, it's got to be a song. Yeah.
So, how long have y'all known each other?
Long time. It's been like.
Since elementary school.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Like, we rode the bus together.
The bus,
right. Not that bus. Now we rode the bus together, and now we live in a bus.
It's all full circle. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
dang, great. Dude, that's wild.
Yeah.
So I literally, like I said, I had somebody go and like research some stuff. I looked through. I'm really good at like kind of on the fly stuff, but I had somebody just see if they could find some little questions, and I put it on Instagram to have some of the questions as well. But somebody saw that you backpacked through Europe.
Yes.
I think 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was like, did that change your like?
Oh yeah.
Like you so, felt like you needed 100%. To travel.
So that was actually with my friend Cookie Joe. He's like, in our small town, he's like almost like a local legend. Like I always like look up to him because it's like we live in this small town. And
nobody
ever really goes like travels or goes like outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And here this kid is Cookie Joe. He just posts like pictures and videos in these just crazy places. Like and I was just and he always like traveled and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I look up to you. I was saving money then too. And I was like, next trip you go on, like I'm gonna try to come with you. And he posted a picture one day. He's like, backpack trip through Europe. Like, let me know if anyone's interested. And I hit him up. I'm like, dude, I want to come. He's like, all right, yeah. And so we started hanging out. And now we're like best friends. Like, me and Cook are like best friends. But yeah, dude, we like, and that definitely is what sparked my whole like try. Like, I didn't want to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But yeah, man, we literally just, and I knew he just sends it too. And that's how I learned how to travel almost.
Yeah.
Because he's like, yeah, like literally bring a backpack. We'll have no plan at all. So we literally had a flight into Copenhagen, Denmark, and a flight out of Paris with no plan in between.
And we
literally just like, and Europe is a weird thing. Like you could just like go from one country to the next because everything's just like
right
there. So yeah, we went into Copenhagen, Denmark, and like every night we just had like we just stayed in hostels and we just kind of like went with it, like with the flow. Amsterdam, Netherlands is literally the craziest place I've ever been. So that was a part. That was my favorite part of that journey.
How long were you there?
10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
Dang, and you can do a lot in 10 days.
Oh yeah, but like and like we it was. I have the craziest stories from there. What literally one night we were just like, we were in Brussels, Belgium, and we had a bus leaving at like 4:30 in the morning going to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And so we I don't know, we went to this concert and we didn't want to like buy a hotel or like a hostel or anything because like our bus was at 4:30. We're like, we're not going to spend money. We're just going to like crash somewhere, like chill until then. But we ended up getting tired. We see and like you're in a foreign country, like some people don't even know like English and stuff.
Yeah.
And we see this Domino's out of nowhere. It's like in the middle of nowhere. And we see like the glowing Domino's sign. We're like, oh, we're going to go grab some pizza. And we go in and we meet this lady. She's from Australia. We just start talking and stuff. And, you know, one thing after another, she's like, you know what? You guys just want to come to my house and like chill. And like we can drink a few beers and like have some pizza. They're like, yeah, sure. Dude, next thing we know, like we're in the nice. She's like, this is the nicest street in Brussels, Belgium. And she's like, yeah, I actually work for Google. Like, I actually, like, I fly in a plane every day, and I, like, analyze roads for self-driving vehicles. So next thing we're, so wow. we're in this house. It's, like, all white. It's, like, a Google house.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, she's like, yeah, yeah, you guys, like, actually just crash here, like, sleep here. And we all had our own room, dude. It was such a weird.
What?
But, like, that's so the stuff cool. that happens when you travel. You just, yeah,
you
like, just.
You get well, and you got to be, like, open. Oh, you got to be, like, prepared and
you got to believe loose. That people, there's good people yeah, that yeah. exist. Yeah. And dang. That, like, you will just go with the flow and just, like.
At a Domino's in Brussels.
Yeah.
Dude, you could do, like, little blog posts, like, little travel stories.
I know. Seriously. I have so many stories. Shout out to Cookie Joe, too. He's living in Arizona right now.
Yeah.
But he's definitely, like, the guy that, like, got me into the whole traveling dang. Thing.
No, that's
and you need to, you need somebody like that that, like, shows you the ropes.
That gives you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little front. That's yeah. insane. So the. Y'all are from Pennsylvania. Have you been making your way from?
So, yeah, we started in this journey with the bus. We started in Portland, Maine.
Okay,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
my whole idea is, like, going around the coast of get America. That,
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
we've been, like, hugging the coast all the way down to here, to North Carolina, so.
Dang. You've got, what was it, 1.2 thousand pounds pulled?
Yeah, yeah. 1.2 thousand pounds of trash pulled.
That's insane.
You know, we've raised almost 11K for our oceans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm starting to talk to kids now. I've talked to over 100 kids now.
That's
and,
like, insane.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And, like, those statistics are just going to keep going up yeah. and stuff.
So when y'all land in a spot, do you, like, put out a flyer or, like, a post to get people to come and, like...
For, like, my beach cleanups and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's kind of... And sometimes I'll try to collaborate with different organizations. Like, Surfrider is a big organization. Mm. And they have different chapters, like, all over the country. So, you know, I'll try to, like, be like, hey, I'm in the area. This is my mission, what I'm yeah. doing. I want to organize a beach cleanup. And, like, it's cool because if I go through them, then they usually have, like, a bunch of people and, like, they a following like a,
yeah.
in the area.
Oh,
so.
Dang.
Yeah.
How many cities have you hit? Or, like, how many, I guess, stops?
It's hard to tell.
Is it, like, a ton?
Just, yeah.
You just
yeah.
kind of
yeah, go just, with
like,
it.
Kind of, like, bounce around, like, the area we're into, like, just yeah. different cities.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, if we're not feeling a city, then we'll just dip and
yeah. just go up. Yeah. yeah, I mean, that's the freedom with a van.
We've
bus.
Had a lot of success in Wilmington, too. Like, just the really? Connections
yeah,
we've
Wilmington's
made.
Wilmington's been awesome.
I know the university is nice. I don't know much about the city. It's and the nice. Beaches are nice.
Yeah, Wrightsville Beach has been pretty cool.
Sweet. Y'all have been there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a week?
Yeah, a little bit over a week now.
I dang. Think.
But we hit our $10,000 mark, and, like, to celebrate, I picked up 10,000 cigarette butts.
Yeah. Was that at, in Wilmington?
Yeah.
Dang, you got that video
got,
around fast.
On the news and shit.
Oh, dang.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, I did see that. I didn't watch the thing, but I saw that was on the news. That's insane.
It was cool.
Dude, it's just gonna keep.
Well, so that's the, yeah. No, going. I'm excited about this
yeah.
because like at first you're like, you want everything to happen so fast.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I wouldn't even post because I'd be like, and like I don't even know. I was just like wanted everything to happen so
yeah,
fast,
yeah, yeah.
but you can't, dude. It's day by day.
I think that it's good to have that ambition because it right. keeps you going, but you gotta like realize it's gonna be slow.
Yeah. It's and a slow grind. Man.
It is a slow grind, but.
But once you get, like, a few, you know, you have, it's like plateaus.
Yeah.
Once you, like, break a few plateaus, dude, it's just going to keep going and
like,
stuff.
Like, how long after starting TikTok did you go off?
Dude, I posted it that yeah. on one night. Like, it literally blew up within
just
hours,
over
the, dude.
Just hours later.
And that was my first, like, viral content.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I was, like, I couldn't, like, look away from my phone. Yeah. I just, like, stared at it. I'm like, yo, I hit 10,000. Like, it was like, what? Like, that was even crazy. Just getting 10,000 views.
Yeah.
I was like, and then, like, it's weird because it'll, like, chill out and then it'll blow it'll up. It'll go again. Up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, and you're looking at it instead of, like, a, oh, I'm getting popular. You're looking at it as, like, a, like, this is an opportunity to grow. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Big. So, that's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can capitalize on that. That's wild.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, like, it was just kind of like as a joke. I put it on my Instagram too, like, hey, I just made a TikTok. I don't really know how it works, but go find my video.
Yeah.
But then I didn't even need to post it on Instagram. Then people started following me on Instagram off. And stuff.
It was dang. Crazy. Yeah. No, that's wild. Yeah. I mean, TikTok, I can't get over it. TikTok is an animal. Yeah. It's insane.
And then not only did, like, it helps with every other platform too. So, like, my Instagram followers started going up. My YouTube followers, like, subscribers.
Because they tag it in there.
And, like, granted, it is mostly kids. There's a lot of kids on there.
I mean, that's what I
want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I mean, that's the next generation.
Exactly.
So that's wild. I had one in there. What do you think social media plays in the whole thing? Like, how long have you been, with social media as a part of growing?
Social media is, like, everything. And, like, if I tried to do this journey 50 years ago, I was like, I'm going to try to raise $1 million.
Yeah.
Dude, it wouldn't work.
Be like news, handing out the newspapers and pamphlets.
It wouldn't work. It really wouldn't work. Yeah. But, like, it is, and we see it with TikTok, man. It's just an animal that, like, is, like...
shows people care.
Right. And so that's why I know I could raise $1 million. And that's why I know I could, like, spread my name and my message and everything. And who knows, like, what'll happen afterwards and stuff. Like, it's cool because, like, it's not like I raised $1 million. I'm on this journey where people could follow this, like, journey and stuff. And it's like most YouTubers or social media people, I don't know, they have... It's a very unique thing I'm doing. Like,
yeah, you know, it is.
Raise $1 million for the oceans, living in a bus and, like, stuff like that.
It's I mean, that's the thing that sets you apart. Like, I can't think of anybody similar. No. So it's... You got the...
And it's
the
hard
niche.
In today's age to find something.
It really is. New. Yeah, because everybody's kind of... I don't think there's, like, such thing as, like, being original. I think that there's, like, picking from things.
Yeah.
And
exactly. Picking,
but that's pretty close. Yeah. Like, I guess you draw from different inspiration, but it's still, I mean, that's definitely its own thing.
Mm-hmm. That 33-second TikTok video says it all.
Yeah.
It's like, I forget how it goes. It's like, our oceans are full of garbage. This is me. I dropped out of school.
It was the whole story.
Saved all my money, in 30 seconds. And so.
Yeah. No, that definitely, that gets you thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. So do you have a pound goal? Like
how much garbage I can put? Not really.
It's just as much
how
as
much
can.
I can. Yeah.
Right.
I think it'll, like, grow and stuff. And, like, so there's actually, like, a whole community of people, like, trying to save our oceans.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, and so, like, I'm starting to connect with, you know, the guy Tarzan on social media?
I think I've seen him. I don't know much about him.
He's pretty popular right now. He's, like, he, like, talks about, like, different animals and stuff. But he just did a huge beach cleanup in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
And with this guy, Send It for the Sea, there's, like, a guy.
Did y'all just do a little collab with him?
We're going to it.
You're going to Miami. That might have been.
And there's another kid in California called We Clean Beaches. And there's just different people.
So it's just
like
a community. Like, it's a whole community, and you get to.
So, like, in Miami, I'm going to collaborate with Send It for the Sea, We Clean Beaches in California. I'm going to collaborate with them. And, like, I just meet more people stuff. And then there's, like, people that are, like, taking it serious and, like researchers and stuff. So, like, in Wilmington, there's a lady with Plastic Free Oceans or Plastic Oceans Project. Yeah, Oceans Project. There's just so many people.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it's yeah, you could just keep going.
Yeah.
Bringing in, like going to schools, that's something that people might not even think about. But it's reaching out to an audience, especially coastal schools. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guarantee if you just reach out to a coastal school, I mean, even just like a little club, like a environment club or something, like the classes.
And sometimes it's hard to, like, know who, like, to figure out who to reach out to and stuff and, like, network and, like, who will, like, help you out and, like, get you into the schools. But, like, as I'm going, I'm definitely getting better at it. So,
yeah. One thing I've noticed that, like, you've been doing, which I really, like, think is cool, is every time, you know, we're set up, popped up, you'll just say, oh, yeah, I would love to get into a school just to anybody and everybody. And you don't know what people know. Like,
yeah, you never know what people know.
They're like, oh, well, I actually have a connection I can hook you up with. And it's like, that person just, you know, they could be,
like,
your hookup.
I think I was really worried in the beginning of this journey. I was like, oh, I need to have a plan. Like, we'd go into a Starbucks. I'd be like, all right, Alex, like, I have to, like, plan. I have to plan ahead and stuff. Right. But, dude, you just kind of have to go with the flow.
You just talk with people. And
Yeah.
That's I mean, it really is. Like, connections, I got this job from a connection. I just happened to be in the right place. You just got to let things happen.
Yeah, man, definitely.
That's wild. Yeah. That's crazy, though.
And, like, when we were like cleaning up the 10,000 cigarette butts. I'm like, dude, this has got to be able to go on the news. I'm picking up 10,000 cigarette butts. Like, that's different.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to get on the news. I kept saying that to Alex. And, dude, and we have like so bags of these cigarette butts. So every person that passes by, you know, they'll be like, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing? And stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so every person, I'd be like, yeah, I don't know. Do you think I could get on the news? Like, I just bring it up. And
yeah, yeah.
Well, dude, we literally met this guy. We were passing by. I was like, do you think we can get on the news? He's like, dude, my ex-girlfriend's actually a news anchor around a local news anchor. So it's like stuff like that. It's like you never know.
You just
like,
bring it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The next thing you know, the news anchor's there, like just videotaping me.
Coming. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was on the 5:30 segment on Halloween night, like Halloween day. I'm on the news, like picking up cig butts and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. It's just a cool feeling.
Yeah, it is. No, that's
and
then
I'm inspiring like a lot of people too, like young people and like people from my hometown, just like in general, like inspiring a lot of people to just like see, like I'm showing people what's possible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, people don't, I mean, and you start it, I think you start your that video out so well because it's like a humbling beginning. It's like, I just did this. Like, this is what happened. Yeah. That's true. What'd you do for work before?
I was a server. In like multiple restaurants. I was like a fine dining server. I was a server in like a soup salad sandwich spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like a hard worker. I was always, I would flip stuff online, like Supreme and shit like that. Just everything. I was a landscaper. I was just this and that. I was just like dipping into
grinding.
Yeah, hard worker for sure.
Yeah, that's dope. No, I'm a big fan. I love what you're doing. I love how y'all are doing, like going about it too. Like
Thank you.
Going in.
And like these are, dude, what do you think of the shirts?
I love it. I'm a big fan of the shirt. Did you say you go to like Goodwill and thrift stores?
Yeah,
and
buy so some? Basically I started off by just printing on clothes.
Yeah, you know,
just like buying a new piece of clothing and printing on it. But I learned pretty quickly that I was part of the problem.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. And go ahead.
Essentially, acrylic and polyester clothing shed thousands of tiny plastic fibers every time they're washed that go in the drains and end up in our oceans. There's like hundreds of thousands of pounds of them going to oceans every day from like the US alone. So I was like, dude, I would just buy my own clothes at thrift stores and stuff. Like when I was young, like there's nothing wrong with thrift stores.
Yeah.
You could actually find some pretty cool like vintage clothes.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I remember always seeing just plain clothes in thrift stores too. I was like, so every Wednesday I would go to just like Salvation Armies or just different thrift stores and hand pick every piece of clean, undamaged, plain t-shirts and hoodies I could find.
Yeah.
Like this one right here was on it, but like it looks brand new.
Yeah,
right?
I mean it's sweet, and it literally had me think. Like I just made an order, and after you said that, I was like, oh dang, now I kind of want like look into it. Because right now I look into it. I was looking at like the like labor stuff. Like I didn't want like some child labor going into it, so I looked that part up. But I had never even heard that until
and
you said it.
You also got to think like I'm buying like I especially on Wednesdays it's half off. Sometimes I get these shirts for $1, $2, and then I print on it for $2.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a shirt for $3. $4 and I'm flipping it for 20.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, it's
profit
genius.
Margins, man.
It's insane.
It's really like there's a few things about this project that have been really smart, like, and
that's
the
genius. Yeah. How do you print it? Do you have like a press?
Back home I don't have a press, but back home I have a local screen printer.
Oh nice. Okay.
I like to keep it local and
keep it. How often do you go back?
I went back home for my birthday. I went back home for a wedding. And those were, like, the only two times I've been back home.
So do you, like...
But it was when I was near Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it was easy to, like, it was, like, a two-hour drive back home.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, I can't, like, drive back home.
Yeah, it'd be just a backtrack.
But we're actually going to leave the bus, because I'm going to take a break for Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
And we're literally going to leave the bus in Jacksonville, Florida, fly back home, and then fly back to the bus and keep going after New Year's
Eve.
That's
genius.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And, man, sometimes people are, like... Oh, you're trying to save the environment, but you're driving around the bus. It's like, give me a break.
Yeah. Like, I think that there's like a little bit more that you're doing versus.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I know I'm like driving a bus around and I'm using gas and stuff, but like, give me a break. I'm like, I'm trying my best.
Yeah. I mean, what's the other option?
Yeah, walk around. Like,
bring everything on like an actual stick.
Like one of those homes.
Yeah. Keep it in a little satchel. No, that's, I mean, people got to understand.
Yeah.
What like miles does it get? Mile per gallon?
I don't know.
You just throw it in.
You just the best.
Yeah. Dang, going through Texas, you're gonna. I was thinking about that. If you're going through the coast, you just
Once I get to Texas, and you know how it like connects to Mexico, and there's like no more coast, I'm just gonna send
just
it to the Baja, Mexico.
And I love that.
I hear it's beautiful there. I've never been.
I haven't even heard about it.
Yeah.
I know it's close to like San Diego and whatever.
Right. I'm gonna start there and just go all the way up the West Coast.
That'd be good. Dip into Canada.
Yes, dude. I was actually so close to going into Canada. I still kind of regret it, but I always said the coast of America. So
yeah, not, yeah.
But
I mean, it's next step.
Yeah.
Never know.
People actually ask me, they're like, are you going to go like international with it one day? I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
The sky's the limit. I mean, I don't know. I would love to.
That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can. I mean, even just making your way back,
yeah.
The time granted, it takes, it's perfect.
Granted, the bus, it's not like it's like a brand new bus.
Might
man.
Not.
It's like a. It's from year. It was made in 2000. It has like over 180,000 miles
oh,
on
dang.
It. So it's like it's not like a. You know what I mean? Like a brand new vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you gotta.
That could be a middle ground. Okay. Right when you're done, start a new one, bring it back.
Dude, I don't know. I'm just going to go with it as long as I can.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Big fan. I need to get back to work soon. Okay. But this has been a pleasure.
Hell yeah, man.
I appreciate y'all coming out.
Dude.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Let me know. This. I mean, I'd like to keep in touch.
Yeah, man. Who knows?
Sweet. Yeah.
This is the beginning for me.
This is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you got plenty. That's sweet.
Thank
I got
you for
these,
having me,
these
man.
Shirts. Yeah,
thank
for sure. Dude, I appreciate you coming. I'm glad that we could meet up.
Yeah. That's the story, man. That's where we're at right now with the journey. And, I don't know. It's looking good for us.
Yeah.
It's looking good for everything. So.
Dude, I want to do a collab.
Yeah, we should. It's perfect.
Save the quiet way.
Save the quiet way.
That'd be kind of... Like, when I saw your name, my end goal was, I was like, I'll just send him some clothes. I think that's kind of sweet. He's got Wave in the design. Mm-hmm. And I looked more into it. I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
And then...
No, we appreciate
here
it.
Here we are. No, that's sick. I mean, this you're doing sick. Everything right.
I think I just... appreciate it.
Love that.
Yeah, just keep going.
Coming out. Yeah, dude, just keep going.